Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, a cold start this morning, and Pat Pagano's forecast for today. It's going to be cold. Mostly sunny, a high only near freezing, but with the wind chill values as low as 4 or 5 below zero. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you in the Republican American yesterday, a story about the Kent Memorial Library 100th birthday celebration. Balloons, children's artwork, and cake highlights of that celebration this weekend. The library began its 100th birthday celebration with a children's party in the afternoon before transitioning in the evening to a party for adults on the weekend. Children had an opportunity to create crafts related to their memories of the library by decorating a slice of wood and affixing a label declaring how old they are this year. Oral histories were collected in cooperation with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, which is an organization that partners with communities looking to, quote, document the individual experience of people, young and old, to preserve the history of community through conversations, end quote. And cake was served at both parties, and the library director laughed as she relayed stories about party planning and realizing that adults wanted birthday cake just as much as the children. There was an evening party. A toast of champagne was made prior to the cutting of the cake. In Connecticut, the state is mulling lowering education thresholds for serving students in need. State Representative Geraldo Reyes Jr. of the 75th District is one of many state lawmakers looking to provide relief to school districts struggling to meet mental health needs of students. He wants to create a human services permit to allow individuals with a bachelor's degree to provide mental health services in schools. The degree must be in social work, human service, psychology, sociology, or a related field. Individuals also must have 4 years of work experience in those areas, or 1 year of work experience and 2 years of specialized schooling. The permit, administered through the State Board of Education, would last 3 years and could then be renewed. The request is part of Senate Bill 1, which spans 23 sections of proposed solutions to children's mental health crises and school staffing shortages affecting the state and the nation. A lot of lawmakers are saying the bill is their top priority in the legislature this session, as the COVID-19 pandemic has left students struggling with their mental health. The Education Committee advanced the bill on Friday of last week. Meanwhile, the state also shot down bear hunting laws. Alternatives are being discussed. Maria Horn of Salisbury described herself as stuck in the messy middle of the running debate on allowing bear hunting in Connecticut. Horn ended up voting against the legislation on Monday that proposed allowing farmers to get state permits to hunt bears and other wildlife responsible for damaging or destroying livestock, poultry, bees, and agricultural crops. The Environmental Committee voted 18-13 against the legislation. Horn and other hunting opponents said they believe the state should be exploring non-lethal means of managing nuisance bears, such as through public education and restrictions of the feeding of bears, including punishment for violators. Quote, for me, we're not quite there yet, according to Senator Christine Cohen of Guilford, the Senate chairwoman of the Environmental Committee. The latest defeat was frustrating for Senator Craig Miner of Litchfield, who's been trying to forge a consensus on how to manage the state's growing population. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says research has shown that aversive condition has limited effectiveness, but may be valuable in providing a short-term solution to human-bear conflicts. In New York State, COVID cases have jumped 26% last week, but coronavirus-related hospitalizations remained low. Authorities tracked the latest pandemic threat from the highly contagious BA.2 variant. The weekly COVID case tally hit over 19,000 statewide in the week ending Saturday. Meanwhile, about 820 people were hospitalized in connection to COVID-19 on Saturday. That remained flat in recent days and still well below the surge peak of nearly 12,700 on January 11th. Hospitalizations, though, have typically lagged behind spikes in infections by several weeks throughout the pandemic, raising concerns hospitals could soon see increases in COVID patients once again. And New York lawmakers are weighing ditching summer thruway tolls, suspending the gas tax to save drivers money. No tolls on the thruway this summer. No gas tax through the end of the year. State lawmakers are weighing measures that would give drivers relief from soaring gas prices while making it cheaper to travel on the thruway. With budget talks underway, lawmakers are considering whether to use the state's surplus to knock nearly 50 cents a gallon off gas or offer rebate checks to drivers facing some of the highest gas prices in more than a decade. On Wednesday of last week, majority leader Andrea Stewart Cousins signaled she's leaning towards a solution that reduces the price of a gallon of gas. In Sandusfield, Massachusetts, they filled a gap in town hall, naming an interim town manager and town clerk. On Tuesday of last week, the select board voted unanimously to hire Jonathan Salbert as interim town manager with an option to join other applicants for a permanent post. And then later in the week, officials announced they appointed Douglas Miner to be the town clerk. Miner has been serving as assistant town clerk. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our area, a reminder once again in Salisbury, Taconic Road from Route 44 to Beaver Dam Road is closed from 7:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. today and once again tomorrow for tree removal. In Kent, the Northwest Hills Supervisor Association meeting being held this morning at 9 a.m. Board of Selectmen special meeting is being held at 2 p.m. today. In Sheffield, the Board of Health Town Hall First Floor meeting will be held tonight at 5:30. And in Millerton, New York, the Board of Trustees holding a special workshop meeting tonight at 6 p.m., taking place at the Millerton Library Annex located at 28th Century Boulevard. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office will be at the meeting presenting information regarding services for the Village of Millerton. All members of the public having interest in the matter are invited to attend. The Congregational Church of Salisbury will present its monthly midday music and meditation this Friday from 12 till 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The meeting house doors will open at 11:30. Attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Audience members will be admitted on a first-come, first-served basis, and masks will be required. For more information, contact the church office at 860-435-2442. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find dinner specials every day of the week. And, of course, the tapas menu, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,955.89. The NASDAQ at 14,354.90. And the S&P 500 at 4575.52. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.